Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Nazi Conspiracy by Brad Meltzer is a narrative history that follows an extraordinary World War II episode in which Allied leaders face not only battlefield dangers but also covert threats behind the scenes. Centering on the period when Franklin D. Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, and Winston Churchill prepared to meet in Tehran in 1943, the book explores how intelligence, espionage, and political mistrust shaped decisions that affected the war's outcome. Meltzer approaches the story with the pacing of a thriller while grounding it in widely reported historical events and the known roles of spies, diplomats, and security teams operating amid competing agendas. The result is a window into how fragile the alliance could be, how misinformation traveled, and how close high-level strategy came to being derailed. By focusing on the human stakes and the operational details of protection and deception, the book highlights why a single meeting mattered so much to the future of Europe and the wider world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Tehran 1943 and the high stakes of Allied unity. A major threat of the book is the Tehran conference itself and why it represented a make-or-break moment for the Allies. By late 1943, the coalition needed to align on core strategic choices, including the timing and nature of a major Western front, coordination with Soviet offensives, and the political vision for a post-war order. Meltzer frames the meeting as more than a diplomatic milestone, showing how geography, logistics, and security all influenced what could realistically happen. Getting Roosevelt and Churchill into Iran and bringing Stalin into direct contact with them carried enormous risk because the Nazi state had every incentive to disrupt negotiations and shatter trust. The narrative underscores how the leaders' personalities, health, and political constraints shaped the alliance, and how even small misunderstandings could amplify suspicion. Tehran becomes a stage where operational security and grand strategy intersect. The book emphasizes that the conference mattered because it forced commitments, tested resolve, and created a shared plan that Germany could not easily counter once it was set in motion. Espionage networks, double games, and intelligence rivalries. The book highlights the intelligence environment surrounding Tehran, depicting a world in which multiple services operated simultaneously with overlapping goals and competing loyalties. The Nazi apparatus sought actionable information and opportunities for sabotage, while Soviet and Western intelligence worked to detect plots and manage what each ally revealed to the others. Meltzer emphasizes that intelligence is rarely clean or unified sources can be compromised, informants can be turned, and agencies often distrust each other as much as they distrust the enemy. This creates a tense atmosphere in which even accurate warnings can be dismissed as propaganda, and decisive action can be delayed by doubts about authenticity. The story draws attention to the practical mechanics of wartime, spying the use of cover identities, surveillance, communication security, and the constant risk of betrayal. It also explores how intelligence becomes a political tool, shaping what leaders believe and how they interpret each other's motives. The result is a portrait of clandestine competition that complicates the simple narrative of Allied cooperation, showing how collaboration had to be actively built amid uncertainty. Thirdly, protecting leaders in a hostile city. A central topic is the problem of protecting heads of state in an environment where infrastructure, local loyalties, and information control were all uncertain. The book examines the security calculus involved in travel routes, meeting locations, lodging, and the hard choices required to reduce exposure. Meltzer portrays protection not as an abstract concern, but as a set of tactical decisions that determine whether a summit can even occur. Security personnel had to plan for assassination attempts, kidnapping scenarios, and the possibility of coordinated attacks designed to create chaos rather than achieve a single objective. The narrative also underscores how personal habits and symbolic gestures can create vulnerabilities, and how a leader's public image may conflict with the realities of staying safe. Tehran, as described, becomes an operational puzzle controlling perimeters, vetting staff, managing transportation, and keeping plans secret while still enabling diplomacy. The topic resonates beyond World War II by illustrating the enduring challenge of balancing accessibility and safety. It shows how successful diplomacy often depends on invisible work performed by teams whose successes are measured by disasters that never occur. Fourthly, misinformation, rumor, and the fragility of trust. The book explores how misinformation and rumor can shape wartime decision-making, especially when leaders and agencies already carry deep ideological suspicions. In a three-way alliance between democracies and a totalitarian state, trust is both necessary and constantly contested. Meltzer illustrates how partial truths, planted narratives, and ambiguous signals can push allies toward defensive choices that undermine cooperation. Even when a threat is real, the story suggests that the way intelligence is presented and who presents it can affect whether it is believed. this topic focuses on the human side of intelligence confirmation bias, pride, fear, and the tendency to interpret events through political expectations. It also shows how secrecy, while essential, can backfire by fueling paranoia and encouraging each side to assume the worst. The Tehran setting amplifies these dynamics because decisions had to be made quickly with limited shared information. The broader takeaway is that information warfare is not new, and that controlling narratives can be as consequential as controlling territory. The book uses the conference context to demonstrate how quickly alliances can crack when trust is managed poorly. Lastly, consequences, how a single meeting could shift the war. Another key topic is the cascade of consequences tied to whether the Tehran meeting succeeded. Meltzer presents the conference as a hinge point where strategic alignment could accelerate victory or prolong suffering. If the leaders failed to meet, or if negotiations collapsed, the war could have taken different turns, delayed offensives, increased casualties, and a stronger German ability to exploit divisions. The book connects the immediate security drama to long-term outcomes, emphasizing that history is often shaped by events that feel narrowly contingent in the moment. Tehran also affected the balance of influence among the Allies, with implications for how Europe would be divided, how post-war borders might be drawn, and how the emerging Cold War atmosphere could harden. By tracing how plans required personal commitment at the highest level, the narrative shows why adversaries target leadership and diplomacy, not only troops and factories. The topic highlights the idea that grand strategy depends on human continuity. Leaders must be alive, able to communicate, and able to persuade. In that sense, preventing disruption is itself a strategic act with far-reaching results. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for readers who enjoy World War II history told through the lens of espionage and high-level decision-making, as well as fans of narrative nonfiction that moves with the momentum of a suspense story. It will also appeal to anyone interested in how alliances function under stress, especially when partners must cooperate despite deep ideological differences. The practical benefit is perspective. You see how outcomes depend on logistics, intelligence, and trust, not only on battlefield strength. The story encourages readers to think critically about information, incentives, and the unseen infrastructure that makes diplomacy possible. Lessons that remain relevant in modern politics and security, compared with many www books that focus primarily on campaigns and commanders, this one stands out by concentrating on a narrow, consequential moment and unpacking its surrounding covert environment. That tighter focus makes the stakes feel immediate while still connecting to large strategic outcomes. If you want a history that illuminates how a single conference could influence the trajectory of the war and why security and intelligence can be as decisive as armies, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Brad Meltzer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.